One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
Welcome back, ladies and gents.
Hey.
How y'all doing? Let us know in the comments. I'm dying to know.
Or just let us know through your mind.
Oh,
if you're watching this 8 months from now, I'll be driving and I'll think like, Alicia told me she's great. Because I'll just know because like y'all just like send it to us over the air.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, we have our own iCloud network. We should create a Bro Show iCloud network where we put chips in our brains and everyone's thought goes into your brain. So the whole entire day, you're just overclouded with thoughts.
Oh, like you just go insane.
Yeah, because it just is an iCloud where everything in your brain is like broadcasted to everyone else in the hub.
Oh, I thought you meant we should start our own iCloud and store people's data. Because I'd also be down for that. Like, we would set up our own little thing and like, you send us all your data and like personal info and stuff. And like, but the thing is like, we'd be allowed to look at it all. Like not, we would never leak it. Like if you had important documents or anything like that, like we wouldn't expose it. We just want to look at it. Like I want to see all the text messages. Like,
yeah. And then like each episode is diving into one of your guys' lives.
Yeah. Exposing their whole data. Like yeah. Even just going through their bank account, like being like, oh, like this is what they spent their money on this week. It'd just be fun. I might start my own iCloud.
And we wouldn't say your name or anything. It would be more of just a thing where I love learning about anyone's life. Like, if I feel like we've said this thousands of times, but if there was a documentary about someone living in Wyoming who was 36, I want to hear the fucking life story.
Oh, yeah. You think that, though? But I actually, this is how many times we brought this up. It was in my mind. I was on YouTube, and there was a video with, like, maybe 30,000 views, maybe 20,000 around that era, around that range. And it said something like, documentary Michigan man or something. And I was like, nah. Like, so I feel like you think you want to know, but in reality, I was like, I don't give a single fuck.
Well, how long was it?
Maybe I just wasn't in the mood.
If it's like an hour, I would. But if it's 3 hours, I don't think I would.
I think it was like 40 minutes or something. But I was just like, nah.
Oh, yeah. I feel like there's moods where you're in for long form content and then moods where you're just like, I want to watch like for 30 seconds someone talk about the igloo.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But I actually saw an interesting thing somewhere online this week that I just wanted to bring up and start a discussion.
What?
Let us know your thoughts in the comments as well. We love having the Bro Show community involved. So just, yeah. So you're in this magical room.
Yeah.
And there's $100 million on the table for you to grab. Cash, tax-free, no questions asked. You're allowed to cash it. $100 million.
It'd be really hard to carry all that.
Somehow it's easy. The other side of the table is a book on exactly how to make $100 million.
Oh.
What do you leave the room with? The cash or the book?
Where do you see this?
I don't know. I saw it because I think I saw it because people were making fun of someone because they said, like, I would take the book. And it's like, so you're straight up going to just miss out on $100 million, dumbass?
Well, okay. I actually thought about it. For the last 30 seconds, I thought deeply, and I have my answer. Now, the reason I'm just going to get the $100 million is because right now, someone could tell me how to make Okay, and this probably just sounds annoying as fuck, but I'm just going to say it. Like, in our reality, what's the book gonna say? Start a company? Right now, I feel like everyone knows how to make $100 million. There isn't a guarantee to make $100 million, but if you wanna try to make $100 million, you just start a company and then maybe one day it'll be worth $100 million. Now, in this scenario, though, it sounds like you're for sure. That's the thing is that, like, basically what I'm saying is I feel like most people have, like, some, to, like, like some knowledge, like start a company maybe to get $100 million.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, no, I would for sure take the cash because like you said, even if the book has a guarantee way of making $100 million, you're still quote unquote cheating. Just take the $100 million and save the extra time, invest it, make even more, you know? Like why would you take the knowledge when you could take the money?
Yeah, I get the like, whole knowledge thing. And I feel like people are thinking like, you're dumb as fuck if you choose just the money. But the reason why I choose the money is just because what if it shows me how to make $100 million and I'm not even having joy doing it?
Also,
then I'd rather just have the $100 million and just make my own hippie company.
Also, you have $100 million. You can afford to pay for an amazing mentor to help guide you through the finances, how to make more money. Like, you can use the money to educate yourself if you really wanted to.
Yeah.
So F the fucking book.
But the only thing about this is, the only reason why I kind of thought about getting the book, but my final answer is getting the money, is just because I have thought before. If I won the lottery for like $400 million, I feel like life would be worse than if I didn't win the lottery. But in this scenario, I'm choosing the money.
But in this scenario, the book is pretty much winning the lottery as well because you're guaranteed.
Yeah.
It's already a cheat.
This
They're both cheats is
different.
What I'm saying.
For sure.
Like, if it was this, I don't know if this is me just pretending to be a good person, but if it was either get $100 million or know I could work on it and get it in like 5 or 10 years, I would pick the working on it because you would feel better if you earned it. But like in this book scenario, you aren't really earning it because you're just following the exact instructions of this book.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
I actually 100% agree with you. I'm not even joking. If someone said, get $100 million right now, or in the next 8 years, you're going to like walk towards getting $100 million and you will have $100 million that you earned, then I'd rather do that because just because I feel like if you did have $100 million from doing nothing, even though you could still do the stuff that you previously were doing, I feel like there'd be a little bit of less ambition just because it would be like, even though you're not doing everything for money, it kind of just is like, oh, like, just because everyone views money. I guess it just is my mindset, actually. I guess everyone, like, in the society that we live in, everyone just views money as, like, the top priority when in reality, like, you still could do, like, do your out endeavors when you have $100 million.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I just have to change my mindset if I won the lottery, basically.
Isn't it always a thing, though, where these lottery winners just have the worst lives? Not always, but, like, you always hear about those ones.
Oh, yeah.
Can you burp automatically?
A really silly burp like this.
Oh, my God. I don't know how to do that.
But is that a burp or is that more just me, like, puking, but there's nothing to puke
I don't
out?
Even know how to do that. I tried so much. I know. Trust me, people have taught me. I remember trying to learn so hard when I was, like, 8. Because it always was a flex back then, being like, I can burp the ABCs. Weird saying this right now. I'm having a deja vu moment. We've already said this, like, 2 years ago on the podcast, and we have to stop right now. We've gone through this exact same conversation 2 years ago on the podcast, and somebody out there felt it as well.
We just asked the viewers how you've been doing this week, and I've been having a good week, but since you mentioned that, recently in my life, I feel like I'm having more deja vu than normal. Like, there was... Okay, so... Earlier this week, I was in the living room, and I felt like I felt like I saw the scenario a few months back.
You're fucking scary.
And it's so eerie when that happens, because it leads me to a question, like, did I dream about this? And, like, my dreams actually do predict the future. But the thing it is that this prediction was just, usually when I have deja vu, let me know, or when you have deja vu, usually my deja vu is the most boring stuff. For example, I'm chilling at the house eating lunch with my sister. What I mean by that's boring is like, it's not like I'm going on a roller coaster going upside down.
Yeah.
It's like day-to-day activities. And I have deja vu and I'm like, I swear I jumped about this. Or like I saw this happening. And
yeah.
Does that happen to you often?
I don't know if I'm just making this up right now, but I can't think of any times I've had deja vu legitimately. Like this time, I guess just before I called that deja vu because I knew for a fact we already had talked about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
But like, I don't think I've ever really been in a scenario that was new to me and I'm like, I've been here before.
That's the thing about my deja vu is that it could just be from a previous experience because most of my deja vu isn't new things. So it'd be like, I'm sitting on the couch editing. But then I think, I swear I've had a dream about me on this specific
But you've already been on that couch editing because you edit all your videos for the last, like, many years.
Yeah, so it could just be a thing where this is in my brain so much. And then I'm just in this mood that causes deja vu-like thoughts. And then I think, I swear I experienced this before.
Every day's the same. Definition of insane. I'm running on a roll.
Have you been
Deja Vu by Katy Perry. Stream now off Witness.
We went to that concert.
The Witness Ball. What was it called? I think wasn't the Witness Ball.
I don't know what it was called.
It was so fucking good. That was the only... What?
Your best friends with her?
Oh, yeah. I saw Katy Perry live at YouTube Live in 2008.
But I thought it was cool when you told me that at the Kids' Choice Awards years later, she said... Hey, like, I don't know if she knew your name, but I think that's
cool.
I
remember she did say, I remember you. Cause like, it was this weird thing where I wasn't really like talking. We looked at each other, but I didn't say anything. And then she said like, don't worry, I remember you. And
I was like, oh my God, damn. Say, like, do you want to be
on
like...
Wasn't she probably thinking like, I remember you. She's like, and then the back of her mind, she's like, I don't know from what or where, but I know like I've seen you somewhere, but like, I can't add up anything.
Maybe you're my stackle?
Yeah, she's like, or she just tells everyone that. But, what was I going to say?
Oh, just Katy Perry, the console.
Oh, it was great.
It was actually really good.
Oh my God, she is such a good performer.
Why am I such an asshole? Why do I always say actually?
I know you thought it was going to be shit.
No, yeah, I was excited.
We were front fucking row too.
I know, it was like...
I am dying to see her Vegas show because it looks so good. The giant toilet, like all that shit. But we're actually going to Vegas soon. Jacob's first time in Vegas as a 21-year-old, but she's done performing. And taking her place is Carrie Underwood. No hate to Carrie. Don't want to see it. Canceled. I'm just kidding. No, I actually, if somebody gave me free tickets, I would go.
Yeah, I 100%
but
like
no hate to her. I like her.
And if when we were in Las Vegas, her team reached out and said, Carrie wants to hang out with you at the casino, I'd be actually so excited.
I'd be bawling. Oh my God, I love you so much. I listen to all your albums, even though I don't.
That's the only thing. Okay, if I ever become super famous, and if anyone super famous is watching, I want you to know, not to bring, just to normalize everything. I feel like some people are lying, because I know if Jason Derulo came in this room right now, there is a tiny chance I'd be like, oh my gosh, I listen to all your albums. But
you're my childhood.
In reality, I only know like three of his songs. So, like, I kind of do feel like most people do over-exaggerate a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I remember people have called me out for that before.
What?
Like, I remember like one time I was at this play or something. And so, this is like so long ago. I was literally a teenager. Like, I think I was, yeah, like 19 or something. I went to this play. And this girl from Pretty Little Liars was in it. And afterwards, we were talking to the people. And I said, I love Pretty Little Liars. And my friend who I went with was like, bitch, you don't even watch Pretty Little Liars. And I was like, I know I don't watch it. But like, I just felt like I had to say it in that moment. So I could definitely be a fake ass bitch.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people would do that.
Yeah. But funny. Back to the Carrie Underwood. I love her so much. I wouldn't pay hundreds of dollars to go to her concerts. I'm saying just because I don't listen to all of her music. So it wouldn't be worth it, you know? But I know she has her fans, and I respect all of you guys. Just
kidding. Most annoying. Everything you say is problematic.
I know. I'm doing a disclaimer for everything. It's like, bitch, you are so fucking annoying.
I just need to get that out of my brain. I feel like I always do disclaimers, even in real life. Why do I, though? Like no one in real life has ever called me out. So why
so
do I
So scared
think,
of being canceled so in like, your real life.
So why do I think I'm going to be canceled?
And like you say, like people are like, we should get, I don't know, like... Applebee's, and you're like, I don't like it there. But by the way, like, I love Applebee's. Like, no offense to anyone who likes it.
Did you hear that they got called out?
Wait, tell me the tea.
Oh, but Applebee's said it was fake. It's fake, actually. I just looked at it for a second and thought it.
Oh my God, what happened?
The reason why I thought it was funny because I didn't know people were trying to expose Applebee's. So basically, this actually isn't really funny, but it isn't funny.
It's just, let me guess, someone got like beat there or something.
So basically, one of the higher ups at Applebee's said they're excited that the gas prices are going up. Because then they can hire people for lower wages. The reason
I saw
why I thought
that.
It was funny because I didn't know people were trying to expose Applebee's. But they said it was fake, and I'll just believe it.
Obviously, it was real, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, I mean, the email kind of...
Allegedly.
I don't want to say it.
Alleged. I'm kidding. You know, it could all just... That's a thing. With the internet, it could just be the most Photoshopped thing ever. But, like, it also is the easiest cover-up to say, it was all fake. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. I'm interested in, like... Because I've never been in a thing where, like... I actually do really want to watch, like, understand the internet. Just to get into more annoying celebrity gossip. Well, Doja Cat. She said that she's going to quit music today because she didn't do a concert because of something.
Yeah.
And she said she was going to quit music, basically. And people put screenshots of her liking this one tweet that was rude and stuff. But then people were saying her liking the tweet was fake, and it did kind of look like an edit. And the tweet of someone posting her liking this tweet had so many likes.
So it already had spread. So even if it was fake, it's already confirmed true to like hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah, so I just it's so interesting because I've never like been Doja Cat famous. So like, does this happen all the time with Doja Cat? Like, I'm interested.
That's not scary, like thinking about the future. Oh, yeah. Because like, how are we going to be able to tell what's true? Because like, I'm not even trying to be creepy, but like, when I was listening to Jenna and Julian podcast, RIP to their podcast, like they're both still alive, but like the podcast is over. But I remember I was at the gym. I was at the gym listening to their podcast. That's always when I listen to it. And like, I was so scared in the gym because like they were talking about like deep fakes and stuff. You know, deep fakes where they're going to like eventually in the future, the technology, it already is pretty good. I think they talked about it in there how like people are mad because they use it like for celebrities, like with porn. Like they'll put like, I don't know, let's just use a random celebrity. Oh, Carrie Underwood. They'll put her face on a porn star and like, so you could watch a video where it looks like Carrie Underwood's like getting effed, you know?
Yeah. So
and then they're saying it's already so good, the technology, but it's going to keep getting better to the point where it's indistinguishable.
And then is it like the big, big scenario that people are talking about is like these big presidents and political figures. People could do deep fakes of them saying, we're going to start war with this country and then nukes could get sent.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
I remember years ago I was watching this video and they said the big thing would be if this happened, but I'm assuming they'll stop that somehow, yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah, I don't really know. Maybe there'll be some way to like tell.
Yeah, I like scary stuff, but it is scary. Like even like demon jumping, it's scary thinking about it.
What the fuck is demon jumping?
Just like a demon jumps on you.
Wait, is that a thing?
I think so. I thought it was
dimension jumping.
Oh, but there's like, I think like people would believe in demon jumping.
Oh my god. Oh yeah, bad energy.
No, but the thing about it is that this is what's creepy about the world. Is that like, what if you just felt down for 2 weeks and like, okay, I'm not saying I believe this.
Are you saying this because of the Real Housewives of OC?
Oh, that was kind of funny.
Okay, in the Real Housewives,
put it in my brain.
In the Real Housewives of OC, this girl went to Mexico. They went to Mexico on vacation, and she said she went to some like meditation type thing. And she said that there was a spirit on her.
It was then a ritual thing.
She had someone when she was back in the OC do like a, I forgot what they called it, but they like pulled like the spirit out of her. That is scary. You're like, you're saying if you were in a bad mood for 2 days, what if it's because there's a freaking like bad vibe on you?
Yeah. So I just wish that sometime in my life, when I die or whenever, someone actually tells me the truth. Because if if my whole entire life, ghosts went into your body and demons, like, I just want to know.
I know, like, I just don't, that is bad.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds so fake, but it's fun to talk about.
Are we done with whatever we were talking about? I don't remember what it was, but.
Carrie Underwood, I actually do love you.
Oh, yeah, love you.
Two black Cadillacs.
Oh, yeah, or like, last name. I don't even know his last name. Because, like, she got married, you know? But she doesn't even know. But then at the end, oh, that song is so good. Starts out with Carrie Underwood saying, I don't know his last name, and she hooked up with him. So you're like, oh, my God, Carrie, bad girl. Like, oh, yeah. He makes them bad. Good girls go bad. Like,
we make the good girls go bad. Who sings that?
Cobra Starship. That was playing at Orange Theory the other day, and I was living. I was
so
a living. Like, I make them good girls go bad. And it sounds like the most douchey frat guy singing it. And then Leighton Meister comes up saying, I was hanging in the corner with my two best friends. The whole thing is just, Matthew is such like, I love it,
know,
though.
The reason why I think that song is so funny, because I don't know why I get this picture. I picture people that are literally 15 being in a basement drinking alcohol. I picture illegal activities. Oh, yeah. And that's why it's so funny to me.
But Carrie Underwood, last name, she's... So you're like, good girl goes bad. I don't even know his last name. It's like, oh my God, Carrie, you're doing one night stands? Oh my God, go off.
Like we thought you were like Christian.
So she doesn't know his last name, but she knows his first name. But then the twist at the end of the song, last chorus. Then she says, I don't even know my last name. Because they got married. They did. Because they had a crazy night where they not only banged.
But they were in Vegas and got married.
And then they got married. So she woke up and said, wait, I don't know his last name. And she said, wait, I don't even know my own last name. And then you're like, oh my God, Carrie Underwood, like, please settle down.
Oh my God.
You are wild. Wild girl.
Do you agree with what she said in the song?
Why do I always do this? I'm not kidding. You're not watching the last podcast. I watch myself do this so many times. It's like, an imaginary, like, flipping my hair back or something after I say a statement.
Oh, how supposed to I do this? This is, okay, I have one of those things too. In my mind, I have long hair because I've edited videos before and I do this.
Pushing the hair behind his ear for the listeners.
I literally have, even if I did have long hair, like all the hair I've had for the last 5 years, you would never need to do this. But why do I do this?
Oh yeah. Today's episode is sponsored by Honey. We all love online shopping. I'm always on there buying stuff. I don't want to go to regular stores. I can just go on the World Wide Web. Thanks to Honey, Well, there's always that promo code field when you check out online. And I'm always like, I don't have a promo code. Dang, I could have saved money. Well, thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online, ranging from tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands and even food delivery. So imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites, and when you check out, the Honey button drops down, and all you have to do is click Apply Coupons. Wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site. And if Honey finds a working coupon, you'll simply watch the prices drop.
I used Honey this last month because it was my 21st birthday, and I wasn't planning on getting a new outfit, but then I was like, might as well flex, get a new outfit. So yeah, I went online shopping, got some new clothes, used Honey, and saved a few dollars. I think it was like $4. So thank you, Honey, for that. Honey has found its over 17 million members over $2 billion in savings. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. I never recommend something I don't use. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/LucasJacob. That's joinhoney.com/LucasJacob.
But you know how last week we talked about how Heidi Montag is a raw meat eater?
Yeah.
Then we asked the Bro Show community, anyone out there a raw meat fan?
We got an email, right?
Yeah, from a raw meat eater. Okay. A raw meat eater.
Tell us what they said.
They wrote, I don't eat raw meat on a daily basis, but my boyfriend does. And by the way, it's called a primal diet.
Like, what's the definition of primal?
I guess primal is like before, like, society. Like, maybe it's like your primal instincts go in.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's why I know primal from, like, primal instincts.
Before we met in real life, I thought that he did it as a model for a photo shoot, as he has really cool professional photos of him tearing raw meat with his teeth on Instagram. Oh my God, that's like what attracted her to him. Like that's her first impression of him, and she was like, I want to date him.
I know, that's interesting, because I would think that if someone saw that, like a lot of people would be like, this is scary, but, no,
but you were like, oh my God, dangerous.
I know,
but
then
again, she also thought it was like an artistic photo shoot.
Oh yeah, like maybe she even thought like, it's like fake meat. Like, what is he
doing? Oh, yeah, just like a cool like statement, like about something abstract. But she said, but it turns out he is not a model and he actually does eat raw meat on a daily basis. I didn't and still don't think it's bad or weird because, to be honest, he is one of the healthiest looking people I've ever met. He also drinks lots of raw eggs and all the dairy raw. I've also started to drink lots of raw milk. By the way, what's raw milk?
Is it
unpasteurized or some shit?
Yeah, I remember hailing that someone that I kind of knew was going to start drinking raw milk, but
sickness, I guess.
Yeah, like, but you're doing it and it must be fine. But yeah, I did hear like you can get sick and like illnesses. But
She said I've also tried some raw meat. My favorite was raw pig brain. It tastes like cashew nuts.
Ugh. Wait, so you're like actually a raw meat eater.
I know this all sounds mental, but there is actually a really big health theory behind it. And in short, the diet helps to cure digestive issues. My boyfriend is the calmest, most anxiety-free person I've ever known. So these raw people from the show are a different breed. My biggest moment with this experience is, since I started drinking raw milk on a daily basis, my acne is gone. I'm from a small country in Europe. And it's actually pretty normal here to eat unpasteurized, unprocessed dairy products. And they're mostly available only in farm markets or directly from farms if you have connections.
Oh, so what I'm assuming is
so like, her shedding light on that kind of made it seem a little bit more like obviously I still don't think you should go out there and eat raw meat. Do your research. I don't want to say, but it was just cool to hear someone's perspective from the other side.
Yeah, because with the Heidi Montag thing, I was like, is this fake? But now we have an actual listener that actually eats raw meat. And with my whole milk thing, like, I know about Googling it and hearing it's bad, but I mean, if you're planning on drinking raw milk, do your own research. I don't know. I'm not a raw milk expert, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But yeah, that's so, like, you even eat raw brains. Like, that's a whole other level.
No, like, I don't think I'm going to do it, but, because from what I did read, people did say, like, oh, yeah, it's unsafe and stuff because of all the bacteria, but yeah, like, go off, queen. You're living and it's doing good for you.
You said it helps your digestive system, but
I remember I did read that because when I watched the wife swap thing of the raw meat family, like, that was one of the things that
people
say.
How does it, I wonder?
I guess, I don't know. But it was just, it's cool to know that, like, if we ever want to hear an opinion about, you know, a sort of niche topic. It's cool knowing that a bro show listener out there might be part of that thing.
I know, that's like crazy.
I know, like, we got to hear the perspective of an actual raw meat person. So thank you for sending in your input.
And you said it's relatively normal where you live.
For the raw dairy.
Oh, for the raw dairy, yeah, not the raw meat. Where do you get brains from? Like a farm?
I'm guessing. Maybe it's the butcher.
Dad always jokes about, like, let's eat a brain burrito. But he's just, like, joking.
I know. He'd definitely be a raw meat eater.
But I feel like with him and, like, it's all, like, a character he made up.
I know. Like, pretty much, I'm going to live off the land and stuff, but it's like,
I feel like his whole entire life he's been trying to sell a TLC show.
I know. Like, I live off the land, but, like, he's never done it before.
That's funny. Don't know, we never did, but we talked about it on an earlier podcast. We said that we're gonna watch the Misery movie by Stephen King, but we never gave our review.
Wait, we said we were gonna watch it, but we didn't talk about the review? I thought we talked about the review. We didn't?
Oh, I talked about the book, and then we said, I didn't know there was a movie or something, but we've never talked about the movie.
Oh, well, we did watch the Misery. Which, like, now that I've, what's the girl's name in the movie, by the way?
The character?
No, the character.
I just
Or is her name Catherine Bates?
I feel like that's from another. Isn't that from like that one movie?
Oh, that's like American Horror Story or something, right?
Oh, Kathy Bates. Yeah, you're right.
Oh my God, because I've heard, since we've watched the Misery movie, I've heard people reference it being like, oh my God, this girl has like Kathy Bates vibes.
Oh yeah, because she literally hit, I mean, movie spoilers, but she hid him in her house.
Yeah, it's like about this famous author crashes his car. This mega fan rescues him. And, like, she claims she's a nurse or something. So, at first, he's, like, thankful. Like, oh, my God, thank you for, like, saving my effing life. I would have just died.
Yeah.
But then, like, she's such a fan that, like, she, like, locks him in her house and shit. And, like, it just keeps going. It's actually a really good movie.
I know. It was really interesting. Like and like they did thrilling. It in a way where it wasn't, like, cheesy or anything.
Oh, yeah. Was it a real movie or a TV movie, by the way? Because I kind of had TV movie vibes. It's also cool that Stephen King wrote it because he, obviously whoever wrote it's a writer, but, like, he's a famous author. So, like, it's almost like
it might have been a TV movie.
Like a fear fantasy of his. Like, he's a big famous author. Like, imagine if one of his fans, like, kidnapped him.
Oh, yeah, because I think he wrote it when he was, like, famous. Like, it wasn't, like, before.
Yeah, because, like, also, like, part of the storyline is, like, she's so attached to these fictional characters that, like, and he released a new book and he killed off one of the best characters and, like, she's so mad saying, like, you have to rewrite the book right now, like, you killed off my favorite person, and, like, she's, like, totally.
Yeah, and she tries to make him write a new book.
Mm-hmm.
I know that is, like, that is funny that he's a famous writer and he made this movie. Made the book, then the movie.
There's one bro show listener who's commented for weeks, maybe even months on end. They have never given up. They comment, do an episode on snake oil. This is episode, sis. You've got your prayer has been answered. You manifested it, queen.
Yeah, I don't know if this will live up to your expectations, but it might.
I know, like, when I first saw the comment, I was like, oh, whatever. But then I kept seeing it every week, so I was like, I'm going to put that in my notes. Now we're finally doing it.
I didn't even know what snake oil was. I thought it was like, was it doing something in the middle of the night or something?
I knew it. So basically what snake oil is it's a product that's fake, right? Like, it claims, like, oh, it's a cure-all for everything, but really it has no benefits.
Yeah, because
benefits haven't been proven.
Yeah, because I guess originally there was, like, people selling snake oil and, like, saying it cured everything.
Like actual snake oil.
Yeah.
From what snake?
It was, like, the Chinese water snake.
And what did they claim it could do?
I think there's, like, a bunch of shit. But then it ended up being, like, it does have a bunch of omega-3, but I don't know if that actually...
So now, like, because of recent research, like, it maybe actually does have benefits?
Well, this is on Wikipedia, and it did say that it does have a bunch of omega-3 fatty acids, like, more than salmon. But I don't know what they were trying to solve again. Like, what they were trying to kill in your body.
I think omega-3s are actually, like, really good.
So maybe this whole snake oil thing, everything that people think is fake is actually real. That's the
answer. I know, because I think about this whole... when we dove into snake oil, like, you could even say, like, meditation is snake oil. Because there are studies on meditation, but I think it still isn't, like, completely conclusive, like, if it does do...
Well,
like,
I guess
no one's, like, for sure, because it's so hard to study something like that.
I guess what would be snake oil with meditation... Meditation would it be snake oil because you're not buying anything, but what would be snake oil is like people that pay like thousands of dollars for like learning how to meditate.
Oh, yeah.
Because maybe, I mean, I don't know if you can learn how to meditate. I don't know, but like I guess people
So it's like
say,
people like doing it for monetary gain.
Yeah, but like meditation can't really be considered snake oil because like you don't really buy anything.
Oh, unless you're buying like a course or something.
Oh, yeah, that could be snake oil.
So I also looked at the Wikipedia page for snake oil. That's both of where we did our research. And it said some examples of modern day snake oil things. One of them is vaginal steaming. I've kind of heard about this on the peripherals of my vision.
It's funny because I I saw that. Someone said that on Reddit. So I Googled, is vaginal steaming real? And then it basically came to the conclusion that there's no need to do it. But I didn't like talk about it because I was thinking like, I don't have a vagina. So like, what if it is real? I don't want to talk about vaginas. Yeah,
that was just on the Wikipedia for an example of a modern day snake oil thing.
Yeah.
So basically vaginal steaming is an alternative health treatment where a woman squats or sits over steaming water containing herbs. There is apparently, there's no evidence that it has any benefits. But there is evidence that it can be dangerous, give you allergic reactions, second-degree burns if the steam's too close, and also vaginal infections. I could see how this one would take off because I don't have a vagina, but it sounds like soothing. Like, obviously, if you went to a place where you got vaginal steaming done and it was so hot it burns your vagina, ouch. But it's like a simple steaming. Like, I could see how you're like, oh, this is nice, you know?
It sounds fun, like steaming my ass. Like, steaming anything. I know, like...
And they say they use like mugwort, rosemary, basil, like having a basil vag. Like, why not?
So on the I went on Healthline and I like they had an article about it. And basically, I guess like some claims for vaginal steaming is that like it cleans your vagina. But then like said, vaginas are self-cleaning. So.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I said that. It could be soothing.
Another example.
I'm not a vagina expert.
Another modern-day example of snake oil is they mentioned Goop on Wikipedia. They allegedly say Goop is snake oil.
Gwyneth Paltrow's company?
Yeah. I guess on Goop, they sell Body Vibes, which is wearable stickers that you can buy. They apparently promote healing and rebalance the energy frequency in our bodies. The stickers cost $60 for a pack of 10. Wait, so how much is that per sticker?
$60 for a pack of 10.
Oh, let's have our intern do it quick.
Yeah, that would be like, it's so simple math. Why am I literally going brain dead right now?
I'm kidding. I knew that was six.
It was the most simple math, but I couldn't solve it.
No, okay, I'm not kidding. I know it's six now, but for a second there, I thought it was going to be like 1.3 or something.
But I literally couldn't solve it. Maybe I need to start doing crosswords.
Oh my God, like I would start my day every day doing Wordle. I need to start doing like little basic math tables, like 2 + 2, 4 × 4.
That's 1 + 1.
Oh my God, like for some reason being put on the spot like that, like
no.
How do people do these like competitions and stuff where they're doing mathlete type stuff? Because this, being put on the spot is where I just freeze and I don't know.
Yeah, this is my like 60... defense to anything is that even with like saying certain things, sometimes when I'm put on the spot, it just is hard to answer.
Yeah, because you like, that's our defense, guys. We knew 60 divided by 10 is fucking 6.
I'm done.
God. But apparently the Body Vibe stickers allegedly work magic on your body.
Okay.
Including reducing inflammation, boosting cell turnover, and smoothing out both physical tension and anxiety. So Wikipedia is claiming that I guess this is snake oil because a simple sticker, I mean, you know, you can't say like it's gonna it has so many benefits where they're like, are there studies? So they're like, is this snake oil, you know?
Yeah. This sounds so subtle, and like people have probably been saying this during their time for forever, but I kind of feel like snake oil is kind of out of high because people kept saying like on this Reddit that I'm on, I'll read a few later on in the podcast, but I was like on this Reddit post like, what's snake oil of today? And people kept saying detox supplements and stuff, and I swear I get so many YouTube ads for like, drink this mud and get your colon is gonna be all clean. But I honestly feel like, and then there's always these like programs that say make $10 million in the next 5 years.
Oh yeah, I remember. I kind of feel like
it is. It probably isn't at a high, but it feels like it is everywhere at a certain.
Yeah, even like I remember in LA, like a few years ago when I lived there. Like I kept hearing from everyone, like my facial lady said, like you should start drinking celery juice, like it cures acne, and then like, but then she also wanted to say like, yeah, like also like reduces depression, anxiety. Like once it does everything, I feel like that's when it gets into the snake oil territory. It's like. So it just literally, like, it's like, if it does all of this, we can't prove any of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like I didn't know what, like, technically snake oil was, like, a week ago. But when I heard about, like, when the celery juice thing was happening, I always thought in my mind, like, what you were saying. Like, when something has more than, like, more than even 3 crazy benefits,
yeah.
It's not real.
Yeah, and it apparently, yeah, clears your skin, like, improves collagen, makes you lose weight, improves anxiety and mood, everything. It's like, girly.
How did it do all that?
It's like, stop.
Maybe it does.
But the thing about this whole snake oil thing is, what if there just aren't studies yet? For example, goop stickers. Sounds like the dumbest shit ever. You put a sticker on your body and it reduces inflammation and all this dumb shit. What if they do a double-blind, placebo-controlled study and it's real?
That's the thing. I've never bought anything from Goop, but if you want some good television, Netflix has two series. I've only finished one of them.
Isn't that basically snake oil, the series?
Well, they just test... I think they tested a drug in once. I wouldn't call it snake oil. I guess you could. But like just you're stuff only that isn't buying
like,
stuff.
It's like alternative treatments.
Win Half Muffet. Yeah, it's like alternative medicine, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess it could be called. It could be referred as just snake oil. But I just got triggered because, like, I believe it all. And then one was about the Wim Hof method where they actually went to Wim Hof and, like, he actually taught them how to do it.
Oh, isn't that where he goes in these freezing rivers and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, but that one I watched...
Like, he can actually, like, regulate his body to be able to be in these, like, crazy-ass temperatures,
I'm
right?
I'm pretty sure, just to prove himself, like, this is why people, say it's, like, it's so legit, this whole freezing water thing. I'm pretty sure he went to a doctor or something. They injected his body with E. coli, and his body rejected it. Now, this is what they said, and there's like,
oh my god,
and he says it happened, and I'm guessing it's real. But yeah, if that's fucking true, that's weird.
So what is the whole Wim Hof method? So you go in these cold temperatures, and what's it supposed to do? Just fight all diseases and stuff?
Yeah, and I'm guessing this is like probably more minor than fight diseases, but yeah, like help your mental health.
Well,
isn't
snake oil, because even, aren't there, there's actual studies on like cold exposure and stuff.
Is there like actual studies on it?
I think so. I'm just guessing because of this one podcast I listened to, this neurologist or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it wouldn't even be, because you're not buying anything. It doesn't hold anything. Then,
there's actually studies on like the benefits of cold showers and stuff. Like increase dopamine?
Yeah. So basically, I think he takes it to another level where he goes in, like, these lakes and stuff that literally have, like, like have ice on the top, and he goes into it for, like, that's the thing is that if you actually did Wim Hof method, like you should invite your friends with you because, like, who knows? Your body could go in shock and you could literally die. But, like,
I'm pretty sure he goes... Well, you have to, like, work up to that.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure he goes in these cold-ass lakes for, like, 10 minutes.
Oh, my God. So why did it start? Do you know?
I'm pretty sure he just lives in a super cold climate. I don't know. That's all I...
Does he go into hot things too?
I don't think so.
Did Gwyneth Paltrow go in a cold lake then?
She wasn't really in the series. So basically she owns Goop. And then it was like whole people that she hired doing the series. Uh-huh. So I watched that whole entire series and each one was trying a new one. Like one was trying the super popular drug of the last 5 years, ayahuasca. I think it was ayahuasca. Yeah. What was it? I actually love that series though. But the one I only watched one episode of the new series.
Mm-hmm.
So that one must have done pretty good because Netflix got another one.
Yeah.
And the next one is about sex and love, which I've talked about in this podcast already, actually, now that I realize it. The first episode, there's probably 6 episodes. I need to watch them because the first episode was already crazy. Someone was laying on a table having a sex exorcism. I need to finish it. Like, that's crazy.
I don't
get
why people get so triggered by Gwyneth Paltrow and Goop. Like, I understand that, like, you can say, oh, it's not backed by studies and stuff. But, like, shouldn't you still be allowed to just, like, test stuff? You know what I mean? Like,
I guess people think, like, isn't the reason why people are so, like, mad about it because she sells this, like, candle for $80.
And it's like she's just using all this stuff to make money or something.
Yeah, I guess she's using her fame to people could say.
I feel like it would be different if she was selling this stuff or promoting these alternative treatments and saying, go off your antidepressants, get off all the medication, this is the way to go. But I feel like she doesn't really approach it that way.
In the series, I'm pretty sure I have to refresh my memory, but I think it starts with her saying, like, basically, this series, I don't know if she says the company's goal is this, but is us testing alternative medicines. I just want to, she's basically saying, I want to test them out with this group of people to see their results and see if they notice a difference or if the claims are out.
Yeah, so it's basically just like testing shit. It's like, take it all with a grain of salt. It's mostly entertainment. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I'm one of those people where like, I haven't done 99% of this stuff that she's talking about. But I just, like hearing about it.
Yeah,
like,
just for entertainment.
I'm not going to watch the show and then go to, I don't know where ayahuasca is and do ayahuasca. If I was going to do ayahuasca, I'm going to be, like, I want to find someone that, like, lives where I live that has done ayahuasca and ask them about it. Like, I don't think you should be watching Gwyneth Paltrow and then just doing ayahuasca. Well, actually, maybe ayahuasca isn't even... For me personally, I wouldn't just watch a show and then do ayahuasca, you know? How did we even get... Oh, Super Goop. That's how we got in that.
No, that's a whole different company. I thought that was the same, too.
Oh, no, not Super... Yeah, Super Goop's a sunscreen company.
I know. Super Goop is a sunscreen that I thought for the longest time I used it. Because it's actually... They have really good sunscreens. And I thought for the whole time, I'm like, oh, yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow is a sunscreen company. I'm like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But it turns out it's just a completely different thing. Goop and Super Goop.
I thought Gwyneth Paltrow owned it, too.
And then, like, Kourtney Kardashian's kind of starting her own. Poosh.
Oh, yeah. So, with this whole Goop thing, do they make most of the money from the products, I'm assuming? With Gwyneth Paltrow's company? But, like, okay. Okay, and I know
I think it's,
so
like, one of the original blogs. Like, she might make it mostly from, like, internet. I mean,
from ads.
From, like, the ads on the website.
Because I've thought this with so many celebrities. I always wonder, like, who's buying this stuff? But I'm guessing people buy it, right?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like she has, like, stands.
If you watch a Gwyneth Paltrow video on YouTube of her talking about her day-to-day life, just an interview. I swear she always mentions this one thing. I haven't ever got it. But this one thing, it's a powder. You put it in your water in the morning. You drink it, like, 3 times a day. It has, like, everything that you need. Have you heard about this? It's, like, I think it's just vitamin C. But like, she always promotes it. Because I don't know if she has a Twitter or Instagram. The only time I see her is, like, when, like, Vogue does a video, like, Gwyneth Paltrow's looks or something.
Whenever I watch videos of her on YouTube, though, I do just, like, I can understand why she has stands, though. Just, like, her vibe. Like, I just love that because she's just, like, I'm so chill. Like, yeah, I eat pasta and all this stuff. And she's, like, I drink and just trying to be healthy, working out. Like, she just seems, like, has such a chill vibe, which I can see why.
It's appealing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but with the whole Goop thing, like, I do find it so interesting that, like I just want to see what these do. Like, is it real, like... Will ayahuasca relieve all your trauma, even the most minimal trauma? I want to know. So that's why I watched it.
I haven't watched hers, but I watched Chelsea Handler. She had her Chelsea Does series where she did ayahuasca, and it seemed like so interesting.
Yeah, it sounds like I could talk about this for hours, but the reason why it sounds so interesting, like there's a tiny part of me that's like even if I don't have anything to cure, I still want to try it. But I just don't. It sounds scary not having control over myself because, like, what if, like, this
isn't it only, like, 45 minutes, though?
But that's, like, a long time.
Probably feels like a lifetime, though, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I was watching this video about drugs the other day, and DMT, you know how that's kind of, like, going into pop culture?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, apparently it gets released in your brain when you die, but that's not even proven, by the way.
That is it?
I don't think it's proven.
Oh, my God.
But I guess that drug only lasts 10 minutes. But yeah. People say it's, like, the most crazy thing. But so that's, like, that's why I mentioned it. Because with the ayahuasca thing, like, even though it lasts 40 minutes, I could see after you're done with that 40 minutes, like, it felt like lifetimes. And, like, that sounds kind of fucking scary.
I know. That just sounds scary.
Yeah.
Thank you to ShipStation for sponsoring this podcast. Online shopping isn't slowing down anytime soon. Is your business ready to keep up the pace? With ShipStation, you'll never worry about shipping again. Make the switch to a solution that handles all of your shipping needs quickly, affordably, and painlessly. ShipStation is already trusted by over 100,000 e-commerce sellers, and you can keep track of orders from any sales channel, easily find the best shipping carrier with deeply discounted rates, and automate just about any shipping task with just a few clicks. By using ShipStation, you'll save time by funneling all of your orders into one simple interface, no matter where you're selling. You can manage every order from Amazon, eBay, Etsy, or your own website from anywhere, even your phone. There'll be no more headaches dealing with returns and return tracking. ShipStation makes it easy.
With ShipStation, you also save money when you compare carrier options and choose the best shipping solution every time. ShipStation works with every carrier, so you can always find the best fit for you. Your business can access the same discounted rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies. Save your sanity knowing your orders are handled and you're getting the best rates. Make shipping the easy part of having an online store. You have bigger ideas to think about. No wonder 98% of companies that use ShipStation for a year keep using it for as long as they're in business. It's that good. I like ShipStation because you can save money and get discounted rates that are usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies, which is great. Ship more in less time with ShipStation. Use our offer code LucasJacob to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no hassles, just free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in Lucas Jacob. ShipStation. Make ship happen. Okay, so this is Reddit post called, "What is the snake oil of today?" Let's just read a few and say what we think. Even if we don't even fucking know what it is. Magnetic jewelry as medicine. Now,
are those things at the mall that people would always sell? And they'd be like, put this magnet on, and then they try to push you over and you couldn't fall? Is that like the same thing?
That's the thing. I should have actually Googled. Oh, yeah. Someone said, my dad had arthritis, and some salesman convinced him that a magnetic wristband would help him. The thing is that he believed it so much that it worked on him.
Oh, so it did work because of the placebo.
And then they said full-on placebo effect. Yeah, I guess like arthritis, and I'm guessing there's also a bunch of other claims. That I do believe because we live in a magnetic field.
Oh, so
someone said this on Reddit. I just pulled it out of someone's comment.
Those are those one things people put on their phones. They put like a little sticker on their phone and say, yeah, it makes it so the radiation doesn't hit me.
Oh, wait, I didn't even know about that.
Oh, yeah, people have like these little things they put on their phones and say, yeah, like I just don't want all like the wireless vibes on me.
So would you like the opportunity to make unlimited income?
Oh, that's one of the snake oils?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I just thought it had to be like a product, but yeah, like I think you mentioned that earlier. It could be like a course or something.
Yeah. Those detox teas that get pushed on Instagram.
Oh, they'll just make you shit out everything.
Okay, now this one I didn't know about, but I did some Googling the other day. This person said, pretty much every Dr. Oz product placement. And it had 379 upvotes on Reddit. So I was like, I didn't even know people hated Dr. Oz. But I have seen him in like CVS for like shoes and shit. And I know he's a TV show.
I didn't know he was peddling shit.
Yeah, it's funny that you said that because there was literally an article by the Huffington Post that said, things Dr. Oz has peddled. And I guess this is the Huffington Post. I think that's pretty legit. And like he has sold so many products and he has a reputation for just selling products to make money.
Oh my God.
He sold like this green coffee thing.
Businessman.
What else did he do? Like there was so many other things. Well, I guess like he is just allegedly
CEO.
Like a con artist kind of, I guess you'd say.
Oh,
CEO. A cleanse. This one I get. I mean, it's kind of like when you're at like Creation and like they have like cleanse juice.
Yeah.
Like I'm assuming like doesn't actually.
But then you hear there are benefits to fasting and stuff.
Oh yeah. I guess you can just take everything to an extreme, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Essential oils.
I remember when I almost went into that. I went into that for like 24 hours.
So is lavender an essential oil?
Yeah, because remember I watched. I went the Century City Mall. Had this fancy ass essential oil store, and I was like, okay, let me check this out. And then I went in and I was like, oh my God, I could cure everything in my whole life. So I was like, oh, let me buy like a diffuser, got like a whole thing to spray on my face at night. But then the first night I was like, this is disgusting, all this like shit in the air. And I was like, I'm returning all of this.
Wait, but I'm pretty sure it's like proven that lavender helps you go to sleep.
Oh yeah, I was just like, I'm not gonna be the essential oil vibe.
Yeah. Okay, this one's really interesting. Because I'm not even that knowledgeable about this, but I just think it's really interesting. So-called universities or college that aren't... Because we've talked about it on the podcast. Like we joke, like, we should make one. So-called university or colleges that aren't accredited yet promise to confer degrees to those who pay substantial tuitions for no results. So I remember hearing that, like, Donald Trump had one of these back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm guessing so many other people do, but yeah, that's so interesting.
Okay, it's like fake universities.
I'm guessing there's so many internet universities that aren't real.
Oh, my God.
But there is also real ones, but that was just so interesting. Homosexuals? I'm joking.
Being gay is like a snake oil.
I'm trying to think if there's any other good ones. So one of the snake oils I found out, I think this is on the Reddit, was dick enlargening pills. And I got curious.
Oh, that is such a good, like, snake oil route. Like, something about making dicks big. Like, that would be such a good, like, things that people are insecure about, making a product that's fake to capitalize on that. You know, like, what else? So, dick getting bigger. Maybe, like, even just, like, getting more energy. You know, everyone's like, I'm so tired.
Confidence pills.
Oh, my God.
Confidence pills.
How is there a confidence supplement yet?
Yeah, because, but with the tired thing, I feel like one of the biggest snake oil things that people try to sell, I'm assuming, is tiredness. Sometimes when I'm on YouTube, a video pops up my recommended. 5 million views. It's his channel saying, "Why are you always tired?" I never watch him because I'm like, I know, but it won't say anything too crazy. But
oh, for sure.
But I feel like a lot of people like, because I'm at like 3 o'clock. Like, but some people are just like,
oh my god, I can think of a snake oil thing I saw on TikTok.
What?
Tapping? Have you heard of this? I don't know. Just like someone said, like you tap your body in certain ways, something like it relieves like all of like depression, anxiety, everything. And then I was like, is this real? And then I Googled it and like, it's a kind of in this, I guess you could call it a snake oil category because there's been quote unquote studies on it. But then people look at those studies and say, those were done completely wrong. There's like a lot of controversy around it. Like people are like, oh, it works for me. And some people are like, oh, it's just all placebo.
Yeah.
I haven't really looked into it that much, but I think Poosh, like going to Kourtney Kardashian, sort of being in the goop realm, I think Poosh did like a video on tapping.
Oh, because when you said it, I was like, I feel like I've seen it because I pictured what you were doing.
The tapping.
And I've seen like facial videos where people do that.
Oh, yeah. That's like more for beauty. I think this is for like mental health. Oh, yeah. Like, for example, on Poosh, there's an article called How to Use Tapping to Improve Your Dating Life. Mm-hmm. I mean, who knows? Like, this is the thing about these snake oil products. In 5 years, it might be completely proven, and like, I'll be like the biggest tapper.
Okay, so with the dick enlargement pills, I was thinking, like, is this real? Because I was seeing it was like a moment for a day on Twitter. Like, this person got a dick enlargement surgery.
Probably.
I remember seeing this, or maybe it was just on my Twitter because I'm on the dick enlargement part of Twitter. No, forcing me to talk about, because this is what I find so interesting about this whole dick gouge thing, is that this is actually kind of a theme in my life, is that I find out later in life things people are insecure about. Like, I swear I never thought, oh, my dick needs to be big, but maybe it's just because I'm not one of those, like, macho man type people, but I've never thought about that. There's, like, many other examples I could say where I never knew people had an insecurity about it. But then when I knew...
That's always kind of been in my life, because you always hear people say, like, he has such a small dick, like that type of thing.
Well, I guess I thought it was more of a joke, I'm assuming. But I never came to a realization where I, like, realized that people are actually insecure about their dick size.
Oh, yeah.
But it's, like, actually a thing, I guess.
So what do these dick pills do?
That's the thing, is that I'm on a Healthline article, because I wanted to know, like... Do these dick enlargement pills actually do something? Because I'm assuming they fucking don't, because how would you do that? But
yeah.
Let's see. So, basically, if you go to the bottom of the article, because I basically skimmed through the article, the takeaway is this. Most products claiming to help increase penis size simply don't work as claimed.
Yeah.
That's how we need a
dick growing tablet. Like, we all know, it'd be all over the place.
Yeah, and there's also these lotions that people claim help your penis enlarge.
Schlong.
But I just can't believe there's a penis enlargement surgery. That makes me want to, like, curl up into a bowel.
I know, because, like, breast implants and stuff, like, it just seems worse, like, cutting a dick in half than, like, adding inches. It seems like, oh, my God, like, it just seems like, I don't know. Something about it just, like, makes me, I want to shrivel.
I know, just cutting anything.
Yeah.
Or, like, don't people get, like, their vagina lips cut? Like, I don't even have a vagina, but just thinking about that.
Didn't our sister's dog almost had to get a vag lip cut? Because the vet was like, your dog needs a vag surgery. It's like, why do you want my dog's vag to look like a porn star? Like, can't I just have its natural vag? Why does it have to... They said the lips are too big. It's like, sis, who cares what the aesthetic is? The dog is spayed. It's not going to mate. And even if it did, dogs don't care. But he's like, it has to have a good-looking puss or whatever.
Yeah.
Just kidding. It was actually for, like, to prevent bacterial infections. But I mean, in my mind, it was also because a veterinarian was like, y'all want, like, the puss to look better. Like, puss? That's a worse than saying pussy.
Pussy. Okay, raw waddle. I guess this is one.
Wait, raw water?
Yeah.
So basically it's water from a lake or what?
No, that's why I researched this one, because it's so interesting, because when I hear raw water, this is when I actually... As I said earlier, I'm snake oil the person. But then when I hear raw water, it gets to a point where it's like, can we just back up a few
but
notches
think about
and
like even
stop
bottled,
spending money on dumb shit?
Even bottled water, though. It's like you're spending all this money. Even like there's bottled water with fancy branding that you pay so much money for. That's literally snake oil. It's just water.
Oh, yeah. Bottled water for sure is dumbass, too. But yeah, I guess raw water is I think I'm kind of late to this trend, by the way. I think it was more in like 2017. I guess it was a thing where, this is always a thing. It started in Silicon Valley.
Oh, yeah, like the billionaires are doing it, guys. We all have to hop on.
So I guess it started in Silicon Valley with this whole Gravado trend. I guess for 2.5 gallons of this Gravado from this one company called Livewado is $36.99. So this was back in like 2017.
By for the way. 2 gallons?
2.5 gallons. So 2.5 gallons of real water if you went to like Walmart would like literally be like a dollar probably.
Oh yeah, that's $2. Yeah, so what are the benefits? The alleged benefits.
So the thing about it, I feel like we've all heard about this if you've been on the internet for 2 hours a week for the last 5 years. The water system in the US is flooded with chloride. Yeah, so basically, a lot of people think, I don't know if a lot of people think, let's just say a lot of people think, there's this conspiracy theory that chloride is used to control us.
And I thought that was a different, is it chloride or is it a different one? I thought it was fluoride.
Oh, fluoride. Chloride probably actually is fucking bad. Fluoride.
Isn't it supposed to like help your teeth or something?
Let me see. Fluoride. Yeah, so basically, that's one of them. This isn't the only reason why people are drinking raw water. Because fluoride's in the water and they think
wasn't that the point of filters, though?
Mind control drug. that's what people think. What?
Isn't that the point of, like, filtered water, though? Like, all of our fridges have filters to, like, filter out all that shit?
But I guess even seeing raw water would be like, it's really, like, raw.
Where do
like,
they get it from, touched. Though?
That's the thing. I'm not sure. But, yeah, by the way, like, what Lucas was saying with fluoride, I guess the reason why they put fluoride in the water is to prevent tooth decay. Yeah, I don't know that much about it, but I'm pretty sure it's not used to mind control. what else? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it doesn't even need to be explained. I think people just drink raw water because it's not even like purifying the water. It's like water that's actually raw and it just doesn't.
Just like collect rainwater or something.
Yeah, and this article went. Well, I don't know how they do it actually. That's the thing. But with the drinking water, this article said that you shouldn't just be drinking raw water because it can raw water because it can have like parasites, pesticides, and other contaminants.
That's good for you though.
And it can cause serious risks. But I guess if you wanna buy raw water from Livewado, they're an actual company, so I'm assuming they actually do tests. If you want to spend $36.99 for 2.5 gallons of water.
So basically you're spending like over $15 a day because you're supposed to drink a gallon of water a day.
Now, my next snake oil thing is one that's really interesting. Our mom watches a show about it, but it's not really out. It's a scripted show that's kind of like a joke about it.
Mm-hmm.
Televangelists. TV preachers.
Oh, the people who like claim that they can like cure paralysis and stuff.
Well, not only that, just TV preachers in general. I'm not saying, well, I think a lot of them are, but just people that, you know, when you were like a kid, I swear this, it's still a thing nowadays, but I remember when I was a kid scrolling through the channels and there's this huge church, like 20 times the church that you usually go to.
Yeah.
And there's a preacher preaching and like, there's like, it feels like there's thousands of people.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, it's like, it's a concert.
I guess if they're literally just doing religion, that's fine. But, like, I think some of them take it to another level. Well, don't they, like, they have these, like, these claims where, like, they take some of the audience and say, she's paralyzed, let's make her walk. So then everyone gives them so much money because they're like, this person's literally Jesus. And they're like, they break, make people, like, just do crazy shit.
Oh, yeah. That for sure is a part of the, like, whole televangelist community. Like saying, like, this person has arthritis and then the preacher touches the arm and the arthritis is gone. But, I watched, like, something on it one time.
Remember I watched a documentary about it.
And it said that there's this thing, but when there's such a big crowd hyping you up, it goes away for, like, a little bit, but then it just comes back.
Like the adrenaline or something?
Yeah, like, something where you have so much adrenaline that you actually believe it's gone. Like, it doesn't actually go away, but you believe it's gone. But the whole thing with this televangelist that's kind of snake oil is that, so these are these TV preachers. And now, I found this article in the USA Today, and, like, some of these televangelists have said the most crazy things. Like, because like, I guess most of them are, like, so fucking rich.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so basically, like, this televangelist, Kenneth Copeland. I'm pretty sure he has a private jet. And he said, Copeland, on a statement he made in 2015 in which he compared flying in commercial class to getting in a long tube with a bunch of demons. So he, I'm pretty sure people were like saying like, why do you have a private jet if you were a preacher? Because like some people, like people say like, that doesn't really follow the Bible. You're supposed to be like helping people, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then he said, that's why I found this article so funny, because like some of them have said some ridiculous stuff like this. Like he said, basically said that flying commercial is like flying with demons.
That's so funny, because like if you're in his like if you're part of his church or whatever, like obviously not everyone in the church can fly private. So it's like, what are we supposed to do then if we want to go on vacation?
Yeah, and then there's
to fly with the demons.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's also this other one. I'm not even gonna say his name, but he said that he claimed that God told him he needs a private jet, so that's why he got one.
Oh, that's always that'd be a good excuse.
So I'm pretty sure the reason why they have to claim. The reason why they have to explain they have a private jet is like what I said earlier, because that kind of goes against the whole Bible. Like, you need to help people. You can't just be spending
$100 million
on private jets. Now, another one. I forgot who did it, but it's on this article. I feel like so many people have heard about this one. So there was a hurricane somewhere, and this one church didn't let people go in it because they claimed it was flooded, but it wasn't flooded.
Oh, they did, but like so the whole thing is supposed to be people, like they're supposed to open up the church to help, but they
yeah,
didn't.
But a bunch of people wanted to go into it for the flood so they could be safe, and the church wouldn't let them go in.
Oh my god!
So yeah, so that's definitely some snake oil. I guess the snake oil of some televangelists is just. I would kind of claim that, like, they don't even really believe in the whole Bible and Christianity. They're kind of just doing it for money.
Oh,
but then
yeah.
To a certain point, maybe they actually do believe it, and they personally believe that Jesus did tell them to get a private jet. And I don't know Jesus, so maybe he did. No, just joking. I actually do believe that they're just snake. Some of them are just snake oil fiends.
Oh, yeah. I feel like if you're just, fiends. Like, following your if you're just doing your religion, like, go off, you know? But, like, I mean, you're trying to tell people, like, I can cure paralysis and, like, you know it's fake and you're just trying to get their money, obviously.
Oh, I kind of just, like,
it goes into a whole different category.
I have, like, this airy feeling when I realize that, like, some, like a preacher, if I was going to church, I'd have a weird feeling if I realized, like, my preacher was worth, like, $50 million. Just because, I'm not saying preachers shouldn't be rich. I'm just saying, like, it's weird because it's, like, it kind of goes against, like, what Jesus would have done.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not Christian. I'm just saying. Well, I guess like, if they like the Bible says.
But I'm trying to think like if Elon Musk had a church, I might join.
You would? I don't think I would.
I'd be like, I might as well.
Yeah, I feel like I wouldn't, just because I'd get like fake vibes, you know.
But like, what if they're part of their religion? Is like, let's make as much money as we can.
I guess I'm already part of that religion.
Oh yeah, to be like the hustler religion.
What would they believe in?
Just like, yeah, make money, get rich,
mm.
Get clout, get fame, get money.
Yep.
Oh, my God, well, you got your snake oil episode, girl.
Yeah, that was it.
But, yeah, we can just end the episode. I saw on Reddit there was a little thing on one of the gay Reddits that said, anyone have any good gay jokes that we can just talk about between us gays? So I thought I would just share some gay jokes with y'all.
Okay, tell us.
Comment below if you have any good ones. If you think of any, Jacob, you can say any. What do you call a lesbian with long fingernails?
I don't know.
Single. Get it? It's like they have to finger lesbians.
Oh,
fingering.
Wait, I don't like it. Oh, no, oh.
Because
okay.
You have like Kylie Jenner fingernails.
Okay.
It's like, oh, like
oh,
that
okay,
would that
it.
Would probably
I
be
didn't
painful.
Get how, I oh. Didn't understand. I was like, yeah.
Why won't sperm banks hire gays? Too many get caught drinking on the job. Get it? Because gays like drinking jizz. So like if you can't. You go to the sperm bank won't hire gays because they be in the back guzzling it. You know?
Literally.
What? This one's a little bit weird. What is warm, wet, and sticky and falls from the sky? The coming of the Lord. Get it? Coming. C-U-M. C-U-M come.
Yeah, the first thing that came to mind was like, Jesus has come.
Oh my God, so you saw that coming.
Yeah, I just because people
you saw
said
it coming?
It.
C-U-M? Oh, we've already all heard this one. I feel like this is the common one in my high school. What does a gay horse eat? Hey.
Oh.
You say hey in like a gay voice, you know?
Yeah.
What does a gay man bring to a second date? What's a second date? Get it?
Because like they're so...
Gays just like bang and don't date.
Oh, okay, okay.
Well, just wanted to end with that. Hope
Some
you guys all have a
jokes.
Great week. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. Bye.
Peace the F out.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.